Our story today called Perception. In the Washington, D.C. metro station on a cold January morning in 2007, a man with a violin played six Bach pieces for about 45 minutes. During that time, approximately 2,000 people went through the station, most of them on their way to work. After 3 minutes, a middle-aged man noticed there was a musician playing. He slowed his pace and stopped for a few seconds before hurrying to meet his schedule. 4 minutes in, the violinist received his first dollar. The woman threw money in the hat without stopping and continued to walk. At 6 minutes, a young man leaned against the wall to listen, then looked at his watch and started to walk again. 10 minutes in, a three-year-old boy stopped and his mother tugged him along hurriedly. The kid stopped to look at the violinist again and his mother pushed hard as the child continued to walk, turning his head the whole time. This action was repeated by several other children. Every parent, without exception, forced their child to move on quickly. 45 minutes later, the musician played continuously. Only six people stopped and listened for a short while. About 20 gave money but continued to walk at their normal pace. The man collected a total of $32. At 1 hour, he finished playing and silence took over. No one noticed. No one applauded, nor was there any recognition. No one knew this, but the violinist was Joshua Bell, one of the greatest musicians in the world. He played one of the most intricate pieces ever written, with a violin worth $3.5 million. 2 days before the metro station performance, Joshua Bell sold out a theater in Boston where each seat averaged $100. This is a true story. Joshua Bell playing incognito in the metro station was organized by the Washington Post as part of a social experiment about perception, tastes, and people's priorities. Raised some questions. In a commonplace environment, at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? Do we stop to appreciate it? Do we recognize talent in an unexpected context? If we do not have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians in the world, playing some of the finest music ever written with one of the most beautiful instruments ever made, how many other things are we missing? Luke 10:21 reminds us, in that same hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.